The agencies plan to use $17 million from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. The dollars will go towards finishing an additional electronic carp barrier west of Chicago, hiring anglers to remove large numbers of carp in the Upper Illinois River, and for more studies on the use of water jets and sound to repel the fish. Bill Bolin of the EPA says President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has been studying the hungry carp's potential threat to sport fish in the Great Lakes.
That's encouraging news for their attention to this very pressing environmental issue.
Last fall, researchers concluded that the main population front for two types of Asian carp, bighead and silver carp, is about 50 miles from Lake Michigan. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.